Russell Brunson and his wrestling teammate were supposed to be enjoying spring break. Instead, they found themselves in a garage building potato guns while their wives worked to pay the bills. After hours of online research, they'd mastered the art of launching potatoes hundreds of yards through homemade PVC cannons. Then came the realization that would change everything. 18,000 people searched for potato gun plans every month, yet nobody was selling instructions. They filmed themselves building the guns, burned DVDs, and started making $20 to $30 daily. The amount wasn't life-changing, but the lesson was, you don't need fancy credentials to become an expert. You just need to know something others want to learn. This pattern repeats everywhere. Jacob Hiller couldn't dunk a basketball, so he researched vertical jump training, documented his progress on YouTube, and now makes millions teaching others. Jermaine Griggs struggled with sheet music, but excelled at playing piano by ear. He built a multi-million dollar business teaching this skill. The formula is consistent. Passion leads to learning, personal application creates results, and eventually you shift from student to teacher. That transition from growth to contribution becomes the key to building something bigger than yourself. Every successful expert business starts with an audience, a movement of people who will listen, engage, and ultimately buy. Three elements consistently appear in successful movements: a charismatic leader, a future-based cause, and a new opportunity. Becoming that charismatic leader doesn't require being born special. Leadership emerges when you master something, then transition to helping others. Your superpowers, those skills that come so naturally you dismiss their value, are precisely what others desperately need. Whether it's cooking, analyzing businesses, or organizing chaos, these abilities become invaluable to the right audience. The key is identifying who you serve, typically people who were exactly like you before your transformation. Nearly all expert businesses operate within three core markets: health, wealth, or relationships. But you must dig deeper into a submarket, like real estate within wealth, then into your specific niche, like flipping houses on eBay. The riches truly are in the niches. Before committing, verify three things. People are excited about your opportunity. They're irrationally passionate, evidenced by communities, events, specialized vocabulary, and they're willing and able to spend money on information. The second pillar, a compelling cause, gives your movement direction and energy. History shows that leaders who paint vivid pictures of the future inspire action. Political campaigns illustrate this. Obama's "Change We Need" and Trump's "Make America Great Again" cast compelling forward visions, while opponent slogans like "Country First" and "I'm With Her" focused on the present. Your movement needs breakthrough stories showing what's possible. Roger Bannister breaking the 4-minute mile in 1954 proved others could do it too. For Brunson, that moment came when marketer John Reese made $1 million in 18 hours selling a course shattering his conception of online possibilities. His $1,000 monthly goal suddenly seemed tiny. Within 3 years, he'd made his first million-dollar year. Creating identity markers helps members recognize themselves as part of your tribe. When Brunson launched ClickFunnels, he created a funnel hacking webinar, and members called themselves funnel hackers. They made t-shirts with the phrase. One customer admitted he never logged into ClickFunnels, but kept his subscription because he loved his shirt and felt part of the community. This identity shift, where members say, "I'm a," transforms casual customers into devoted tribe members. The final pillar, the new opportunity, is the most important yet least understood element. The difference between modest success and world-changing impact lies here. All successful movement leaders offered followers something new, not just improvements. Christ didn't offer a better way to follow Moses' law, but a new covenant. Steve Jobs didn't improve music players. He created the iPod that let people carry their entire library in their pocket. Improvement offers are harder to sell for four reasons. Improvement is hard and associated with past failures. Only 2% of people are truly ambitious, while everyone has desires. Improvement requires admitting past mistakes. and improvement offers compete in crowded, commoditized marketplaces. Status drives all human decisions. When considering any opportunity, people subconsciously ask, "Will this increase or decrease my status?" This isn't about external perception, but how we view ourselves. Almost every life choice revolves around status. Schools attended, relationships formed, cars driven. New opportunities work because they provide immediate status elevation when shared, eliminate the pain of admitting past mistakes, offer dream replacement instead of risking current dreams, and capitalize on the greener pastures mentality where change feels possible in fresh territory. While building your movement creates attention, creating belief drives action. Everything comes down to belief. Belief creates the customer and the results. Identify the big domino, the one belief that overcomes all objections. Use this formula. If I can make people believe that my new opportunity is key to what they desire most and is only attainable through my specific vehicle, then all other objections become irrelevant. For ClickFunnels, this meant convincing people that funnels are essential to online business success and ClickFunnels is the only way to create them. The most powerful way to create belief is through epiphany bridge stories, narratives that lead people to sell themselves. Like an inception, you plant an idea through storytelling that makes the buying decision feel like their own. The problem? We jump to technobabble, logical, jargon-filled explanations that kill sales. People don't buy logically. They buy based on emotion, then justify with logic. Good stories are fundamentally simple: character, desire, and conflict. Every compelling story features a captivating character pursuing compelling desire who faces seemingly insurmountable obstacles. The most powerful stories contain two journeys: the visible journey of achievement everyone sees, and the hidden journey of transformation, where the hero's identity fundamentally changes. In Pixar's Cars, Lightning McQueen's visible journey is winning the Piston Cup, but his transformation journey leads him to sacrifice the win, realizing it's just an empty cup. Reframe sales not as manipulation, but as a moral obligation. When you believe in your product, effective selling helps people transform. Financial commitment drives action. Paying customers are up to 30 times more likely to complete programs than those who get free access. This shifts selling from uncomfortable to essential. Free workout videos get watched once, but paid fitness programs dramatically increase results. The journey from expertise to movement isn't just financial success. It's about contribution. Tony Robbins' students became teachers, influencing millions. Marie Forleo's B-School graduates launched thousands of businesses. Today's digital tools make the path from knowledge to profitable impact more accessible than ever. Experts reach global audiences through social media, online courses, and digital communities at a fraction of traditional costs while maintaining high margins. In a world drowning in information but starving for wisdom, your expertise is essential. The question isn't whether you have something worth sharing, it's whether you'll step into the role of teacher, guide, and leader your future tribe needs. Your knowledge, combined with courage to share it, could transform someone's life. That's not just business, it's a calling.